The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, some good news for a young Irish author was announced yesterday. Louise Neilan received a six-figure deal for her coming-of-age novel, Snowflake. But what about publishing during the pandemic? How do you get attention when book fairs and tours have been cancelled? And will some publishers even go to the wall? We're joined by literary agent Marianne Gunn O'Connor and Lisa Cohen of Tramp Press. You're both very welcome to the programme. Lisa, if I could start with you. Tramp Press, what sort of impact have you seen on the business and on publishing from the pandemic?
Well, from our point of view, so we're an independent publisher based in Dublin, and there are three of us. Sarah and I are in Dublin, Laura is in Glasgow. What we saw at the beginning of the lockdown, we were just about to launch Handiwork by Sarah Baum. That's her non-fiction debut. Sarah Baum, of course, is the novelist, I suppose, who made us famous in the first place. She wrote Spill Simmer, Falter Wither. We had to cancel that launch, obviously. We did a sort of an online virtual launch, which was well attended. That was, you know, it was a lot of fun. There was still novelty, I think, at that point. Bookshops, as usual, booksellers here really get behind us. They ordered a lot of copies, which was great. But then once restrictions became more expansive, we saw while booksellers were willing to sell the book, they couldn't necessarily get a hold of stock because the warehouse was closed. So while the book charted in the Irish non-fiction bestseller charts, which is huge for an independent publisher like us, that normally would propel more charting. But
so you've got a great book. The timing wasn't ideal mm-hmm. for the book in terms of bookshop sales and closing down. And that is something that, does that create a sort of a log jam in the industry now? Because that's being
absolutely
repeated.
Yeah, and we're seeing this with all titles for all publishers. Just talking to booksellers and our colleagues in the industry, for a while there, the wholesalers and the warehouses were closed. So people were saying, look, just sell online and so on. And we do offer online sales directly through our website. And we would direct people to Kenny's bookshop in Galway as a really good online
retailer. And that's always an honour. Marianne, on the question of the industry, book fairs being closed is a massive blow, isn't it, for the industry? And how do you come back from that, even if you've got a fantastic book?
How to come back from that? Well, if you've a fantastic book, Richard, that will survive, believe it or not. And I did have a fantastic book going into what I thought was going into the London Book Fair this year. But it was cancelled, and that book was Snowflake. And I could have had an auction. No, there were 12 publishers who absolutely loved it. But the lockdown and with everything that was coming, I decided to take a huge preempt and a stunning proposal from a publisher. And they ticked all the boxes. So that's an example of a book that's really, really strong that can survive during these times. So I think for things that are very, very, that are excellent, that, you know, tick the boxes, they won't have a problem. The problem will be the quieter books, the mid-list, you know, lots of things just don't take off like that at the start. And many authors, you know, don't really get into their stride until, you know, three or four books later. So the quieter books, it is difficult. Publishers, of course, are looking for things that, you know, they can create more noise around too, that will speak to people. And nobody knows, you know, what's going to be relevant after this. But the only thing I will always say, you know, if something is very well written, telling a great story, touches people, moves people, speaks to them, that will survive.
There will be an audience for it. And Lisa, when you look at the point that Marianne makes there about, let's say, first-time authors or relatively new authors versus the J.K. Rowlings of this world, where there's a huge name, there's a huge brand, there's all of that momentum behind them. I mean, who loses out the most? In a sense, J.K. Rowling's already done incredibly well, but you know what I mean? Who's losing out most?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Harry Potter books are going to be resilient. People will always buy them, and once they've bought the first one, they'll keep buying the subsequent ones. If you haven't heard about, you know, a new debut author, that's a big challenge. So you might walk into to Charlie Burns in Galway and ask Vinny to recommend something, and then he'll put a book in your hands and he'll say, you've never heard of this person, but I'm telling you, it's worth a read. That's a huge part of the industry, particularly in Ireland. We have very good literary fiction sales here. We're very good readers, and a big part of that is the community, where you have bloggers talking about a book, you have people in the bookshops recommending them, you have festivals. You may go to see a big name author and they'll be on a panel with someone you've never heard of, and we do tend to see, you know, sales of 20, 30 copies of a title then, because people will be electrified by the conversation, and we're losing out on that. Now, by the same token, Quirch Festival in Galway moved online this year, and we saw really good attendance, as it were, online. People were watching Sarah Baum and Sinead Gleeson being interviewed by Sacha Dubuil, and it was interesting to see how high the numbers were on the view counter. And that's actually a positive thing. I think there's an accessibility aspect to this, which is encouraging. But you didn't have that pint in Nocton's afterward. And, you know,
so you don't get the whole experience. And Marianne, when you look at other aspects of the industry that have closed down, for example, you had the author Christy Lefteri, author of Beekeeper of Aleppo. And am I right in saying she would have been due to go on something like the Richard and Judy show on TV, which I presume would just be massive for sales?
No, she was chosen for the Richard and Judy book club, and with W.H. Smith, and most of their sales are at the airport.
Ah, right, so I see. And of course, the airport sales aren't going to happen.
The airports are gone. And she won the Aspen Literary Award, which is a prize for an influential book that highlights a vital contemporary issue in America. And that is huge. And she would have had a book tour and lots of interviews and all of that. And even though things were done online, she is a debut writer there. So it doesn't get the same attention. Whereas if you're there in person, you know, you have that human connection, and it is so much stronger than anything going online. So yeah, she's, you know, her sales are good. She was still on the Times bestseller list. She's hovering just outside it now, but they would have been awesome, you know, if this
I suppose as well, Lisa, when it comes to the industry, people can always buy a book afterwards, but they do have a shelf life in terms of the popularity, don't they? I mean, there's a moment for them and there's a window.
That's absolutely right, yeah. Books are not a perishable item, but the interest and your attention is constantly being fought for by, you know, other digital spaces, really. Other books are being published all the time, and it can happen that you see a review in the paper, you head into the bookshop. We time it, you know, just so to make sure that there are books. So if someone walks into a bookshop and says, I saw a great review for Sarah Baum, but if they don't get to buy it that day, they may not.
And how serious do you think it is, Lisa, for smaller publishers, independent publishers? Do you think a lot of them won't be able to make it through this?
Yes, I think it's utterly devastating for a lot of small publishers. The loss of revenue during this time, that, you know, will affect things like future growth opportunities you can't invest in. You don't necessarily have the cash flow to pounce on a new author and make a, you know, a good advance offer. Now, we're in a good position and we're lucky that Sarah Baum is a known entity and she's selling well. But for, you know, for smaller companies, they're seeing just their cash flow is gone. You would have been really depending on sales during this time, and that's gone now. And we haven't seen support from the department yet. The Arts Council, I know, are trying to come up with, you know, they're giving advice on how.
But you'd like to see them do something more.
Absolutely,
for the
industry. Yeah.
And Marianne, just finally to you, is there an appetite yet, or do you think it will come, for books about pandemics? Books about lockdowns, books about, if somebody came to you and said, I've got this fantastic idea, it's all set in a pandemic and a lockdown, would you say maybe later, or what would you say?
Look, it would depend on the writing and the story. I probably wouldn't really be rushing into it. I think people are looking for something more uplifting, inspirational, you know, at the moment, make sense of things. I'm sure there will be, I've no doubt. I've heard of somebody resetting something in during the plague in Florence. And that's kind of different because it's past and they've come through it. So I think it'll be, you know, a bit soon, possibly in non-fiction. You know, you will see a lot probably in
that
non-fiction.
Might work better. Yeah.
yeah, they work better. And the other thing I want to say too, and Sarah was talking about, you know, small independent publishers, it's a really difficult time too for authors and trying to earn back their advances. And of course, that will affect the next time, you know, when you're doing deals, because they'll look back and say, well, you haven't earned out and blah, blah, blah. So all of these things impact everybody.
And we get these knock-on effects. Yeah, it's affecting so many industries. Marianne Gunn O'Connor and Lisa Cohen of Tramp Press, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.